Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is The Watchers End of Year Quiz 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome onto the stage Stephanie.
Why, thank you.
Stephanie's teammate, Alison.
How you doing?
Gary.
Good, thanks for asking.
Gary's teammate, Dale.
Hello, everyone.
I did a bit of a Sail of the Century thing. Did anybody?
Yeah, we enjoyed it. Okay, really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Thank you. Very Thank you so much.
That, yeah, exactly. That's what I was going for. But what I'm also going to go for now is the rules. I will forget to keep count, but we will be asking alternate questions for each team.
That's
so team
okay.
one, team two, team
We're
one,
gonna
team
win.
Two.
So you might, you could do the questions, but award it now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Congratulations.
Thanks. Well done, Alison.
So do you guys want to be, okay, you go first, you go second. That'll make it easy for me to remember.
Such complexity. I'm already lost.
So confusing.
First, you have to press the buzzer, right?
Stephanie and Alison, according to Google, which means.
Oh, it's correct. 100% correct.
Who made more films? Paul Newman or Robert Redford?
Ooh.
You don't need to say the amount. Just.
I don't know.
I know who made more pasta bake.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to go for Paul Newman.
Absolutely. Oh, no. Oh. Paul made 63. Robert made 69.
Because Paul was making the pasta bake.
Yeah, that's right.
He was making
and
his
the
pasta sauce.
Yeah.
That's right.
How many seasons?
Did you say made more?
More.
He made more.
Okay.
He made movies and ran.
Oh, sure.
So we win.
Congratulations. Question number two for Gary and Dale. Oh. How many seasons of The Nanny are there?
Oh. I want to say nine.
I was thinking nine too and I have no idea.
You might have thought that because it finished in 1999 after six seasons.
Oh.
Because you watched every episode, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, from Go to Woe.
Yeah.
I still do it every night. It's on the loop at home.
Was that part of the Magic Six? Like Sex and the City had six seasons. Did Friends have six seasons?
No, they had 10.
No, they went on.
There was another famous one that had six.
The Nanny.
And The Nanny.
And The Nanny.
And The Nanny.
It's Carrie and Fran.
They never met, but they were from the same area.
Yeah.
Same city. Might have been Seinfeld. That was also New York.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that was it.
There's no way of knowing.
No way.
Team number one, what is Martin Short's character Oliver's favourite food in Only Murders in the Building? So Martin Short's character's name is Oliver.
It's dip.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Correct.
It's dip.
Sure, I'll just go along with that one.
Have you said you should watch it?
You would love it.
It's an Alison show for sure. Okay, good luck. We're asking potentially the wrong team this question. Who got pregnant in Degrassi Junior High?
It's the easiest question ever. Pass it over. Pass it over, boys.
Do you want to say some names of characters?
Okay. All right. Here are three names. I have to think of some.
Yeah, I've got one.
I'm just going to watch Steph for her reaction.
Okay.
We're staring at Steph. She's been behind her hands.
Snake, Lucy, Spike.
Can I just ask, are they all girls?
Well, I'm guessing She's Snake mean. And Spike are boys.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lucy.
With Spike.
With Spike. Spike got pregnant to Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Controversial. Yeah, they were in high school.
And did Shane have some sort of accident? And then his brain was a bit funny.
It was decorated somewhere else.
Okay, that was what it was. Okay. Who's taller? This is team number one. Who's taller? Yes. Matthew McConaughey or Tom Hardy?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. 182 centimetres, Tom is 175.
Oh,
that's
short.
Yeah, very short bloke. How many kids does Gordon Ramsay have?
I think we've been given the wrong question.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that is. I'm going to say three.
I reckon it's more. I think he's had like three marriages and five children, maybe. Or maybe that's someone else.
One marriage.
Are we going with three or five?
I'm going to say five.
One wife, six kids.
Oh, that was a woman.
It's a lot of children.
She's a hobby.
How many kids does Jamie Oliver have?
Is it five?
Yeah. I think so, five.
Yes. one wife, right?
One wife.
Jules. I don't remember Gordon's wife's name.
Tara or something.
Maybe something like that.
You're good. That's a bonus point.
Oh, okay.
I just know Nigella has two.
Yes, she does. Mm. Baby adults by now,
oh,
right?
Babe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
Gosh, everybody's looking at you now.
That's why people are calling in with the answers.
Oh, yeah.
We just get back in time about the
six kids.
Degrassi High.
See, I just couldn't type fast enough. Spike kept auto-correcting to Spoke.
That's very good. I got a lot of time for that.
Thanks.
One. Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
I think it's our. Oh, no, it's your question.
It's yours because you're even.
That's nice. What a
it's
lovely.
It's the trans hater.
Yeah.
But what is the name?
Really? Okay. J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, congratulations.
I was thinking, is it J.R. Tolkien?
No.
I'm just going to pause for a minute.
I was wondering for a minute. Is
letter's
it Joanna,
name.
Joanna?
Oh. J.K. I don't know.
I thought for a second you really had no clue.
No,
I
no.
Like, what?
I was really worried.
It's called suspense. Tension.
I knew it wasn't
nice
talking, but I
work.
Have to sit and think, a tale or no, I'll just sit back. It
feels
something like that.
Who played Ron Burgundy's co-anchor, Veronica Corningstone, in Anchorman?
Is it Christina Applegate?
I've got no
was it Christina Applegate?
Okay. Apart from running, what sport did Forrest Gump get really good at?
Oh. So he even went to China and met Mao Zedong.
The Olympics?
I don't know, but he was very good at table tennis.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well done. This is a good one. What musical instrument in the 2014 film Whiplash? This is weird. I've structured this sentence really badly, but what musical instrument is the 2014 film Whiplash basically about?
Have you ever heard of Whiplash before? No. Okay, nor have I. The piano?
No idea.
Drums.
Drums, oh, definitely. Makes sense, yeah.
It's like a marching band, isn't it?
Yeah, man, like, and he's drumming thrashing, yeah. Boss, a drumming teacher is a real sort of...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, really
head
strict.
Thrasher?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
And he's like, go again,
so
faster,
the
faster,
whiplash
faster.
From?
From doing it.
Or from changing
yeah.
ways.
The head banging when you're doing your drumming.
Yes, when you got a broken arm. One arm, one head.
the symbols.
Yeah.
Boing with your head. Who plays Ambassador Kate Wyler in The Diplomat? It's a series on Netflix.
She was in The Americans.
She was the female lead in The Americans.
And we're
going to pause
Felicity.
For a moment while we just pretend to think about something.
Mm.
All I know is that she was lead in Americans. I don't know her name.
No. Carrie something?
Dale, you were on the right path. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Go
into those autumn leaves and have a kick around.
That's a terrible clue.
Football?
What's the joke about that last name? What's a man's name?
It's a man's name.
Russell.
Oh,
Kerry Russell.
Kerry Russell.
Oh, I should get half a point for that.
Yeah, definitely.
We should get
definitely.
Get the other half.
Your question.
We knew it though.
Yeah.
How many Twilight movies are there?
Three.
I know.
Did they make it into four just to bore everyone a little bit more?
I think it's three. Three?
Three.
Oh, my God. Everyone's going to get angry.
It was four. They bored everyone.
They bored everyone.
They split the last one into two movies.
That's what they always
terrible.
Do, right?
So awful.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this is the right team for this question. Finish this line. You know we belong together.
You and I forever and ever.
Yeah!
No matter where we are.
You're my shining star.
I said the wrong words. Ah, good work. What TV series is this synopsis about? Fast-paced comedy about high-end contracts lawyer named Redacted, who is forced to take a job at a shabby suburban law firm following a humiliating marriage breakdown and a professional fall from grace. Comedy. Australian. Lawyer.
It's Fisk. I completely forgot her profession.
I was like, Kitty Flanagan. Yeah. Yeah.
She does wills and...
No, she does probate.
Probate. Who are the leads of the 2024 next Netflix rom-com series Nobody Wants This?
Good question.
Good question. The hint is in the title because no one does.
Could it have been?
No, give them a clue about what they've both been in.
She has been in The Good Place.
Yeah.
Veronica Mars.
Oh. Okay.
Is married to, what's his name?
Jack Shepherd.
Dax Shepherd. Her last name is.
She was Anna in Frozen.
The instrument that you use to make jingle sounds.
Bell. It's the girl that looks like Christina Applegate.
Yes. Yes, you've got it.
I can see her.
Yeah.
I don't know her name.
Starts with K.
In Bell. Kristen.
Yeah, it's one of those. Bell. And he was in...
Gossip Girl.
Or was it The O.C.? I get those two mixed up.
It's The
O.C.
No, he met his wife on Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl. Maybe he's in both. Don't know. Didn't watch either.
He's also in The Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls.
Just shows that I clearly target more of you.
At least the less we know.
I never saw.
We are not the demographic that would have been watching any of those shows.
I think he was the other guy. There were two guys.
I didn't really watch it, so I don't know.
And his name is... Adam Brody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Famous. Hey, yeah.
What year did the film starring Bill Murray Caddyshack come out?
Is this our question?
Yes.
86?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. 86? You got to go further back to 1980.
No!
Stop it. Wow. 1980.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's
a He looks
long.
Very young. He looks younger than he did in Ghostbusters. He was jaded by then.
When was Ghostbusters?
I think that 86, might have been 86. Yeah. 84, 86, something like that. How many of Bill Murray's brothers are also actors?
His brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you will now see them in all Bill
in
Murray
everything.
Films.
Yeah.
They are the Joan Cusack. To the John or Cusack or vice versa, depending on
who. So she's saying they.
Yes,
there's more than one.
Yeah. So I'm going to say two.
I'm just going to go with two.
Three. John, Joel, Brian.
Brian. Oh,
and they're all people you've seen before. You're like, oh, that's that guy who's.
And there is a familiar, like a family resemblance.
A look.
Yeah.
In fact, I think one of them, at least one is in Caddyshack. Okay. Name two of the below deck captains.
Oh.
Lee and Jason.
only
Do you want me
two?
To go on more?
Only
go on.
Two.
There's Kerry. There's Glenn. Sandy. Is that all of them?
Maybe.
Oh, and the first guy.
And
who was
first
on the first
guy.
Season. Yeah.
And first guy.
First guy.
Okay. Right, you know we're up to the final question.
Oh.
This is really sad. Just getting into like a bit of a.
I know.
No. What's the puppet's name in Hey Hey It's Saturday?
Do you mean Aussie or do you mean
the other one?
The other puppet.
The ostrich or the little grouch. Oscar.
Dickie Me.
That's right. And I used to love watching the international guest stand next to him. Like, what's his name? I've forgotten his name.
Aussie.
Daryl. No, Daryl. And they'd be next to him and he'd be like, this is the new CD, this new album with a CD of, you know, Alanis Morissette. And Dickie Knee would pop up and go, ah, something inappropriate. And they'd just be like, what is that?
What kind of show am I on?
What is this?
I thought this was Australia's number one variety show. Yeah. Like, they're weird.
Little did they realize we were weird.
It's an ostrich for no reason.
Yeah.
There was a plucker duck.
I actually really liked plucker duck.
Plucker duck was good.
Yeah.
He wasn't a chicken or a cow.
He was vicious, wasn't he?
He had tood.
He did.
He had major tood.
Was he somebody from the cast or was he like, was that bloke plucker duck? Like, was it?
Oh, I thought he was just a plucker duck bloke who really tried to make himself. No, I thought he was
the guy that did Dickie
Knee. Oh, maybe.
I thought his name was Crystal, if I think hard enough.
Multi-talented.
So, picture this.
Okay.
He's dressed as the duck with the red leggings and all, sitting behind the desk. So when that international artist sees this head come up, it's a man half dressed as a chicken.
And then he puts the duck puts the duck helmet back on and they're like, what is going on? Goes,
time to play. I'm going to get on this bike and fling some ducks around.
Oh, what a wonderful way to finish 2024. What will happen in 2025? We don't know, but there will be more We Are The Watchers. All right. On that note, everybody say your individual thank you very much on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Pluck it up, pluck it up, pluck it up, duck, duck.
That was the song. What was the chicken song?